Starting a new sermon series today, which is looking at living out our faith, living out faith. And today, it's looking out about living out our faith. And today we're looking out facing the future, about facing the future and what that might look like. Who remembers the film Back to the Future? Anyone remember Back to the Future? Yeah, do you know what? I've just totally wrecked my sermon. I'm really sorry, John. I've just wrecked it. I've wrecked everything. But never mind. There we go. I was supposed to be saying, we'll start with this. Forget I said that. Forget I said it. We'll go back. Right. Who remembers old phones looking like this? Who remembers that? Took ages, didn't it? Do you remember to make a phone call? You had to go. You had to wait for them to come back. Took ages for the little things to come back. When my friends got one of them with digi buttons, I was so jealous because they had buttons to press on their phone rather than the dialy things. Who would have thought, though, that if we move forward, that we'd have had mobiles? Who remembers those? Did anyone have one? Anyone here have one of those? No, no one. No yuppies. Oh, there's Ian. Ian was a yuppie. Those are the first mobiles that came out. They were like bricks, and you had to carry a battery pack with you, which in a little suitcase, which was amazing. We would never ever have predicted, would we, 20, 30 years ago, that we'd most people carry one of these things in their pockets. And it's not just a phone, is it? It's not just a phone, it's everything. It's a personal organizer, a diary, it's a social media, it's a camera. And then as a sideline, it's a phone. That's the sideline, really, it's just a phone. Amazing. We'd have never ever have thought 30 years ago that that would be the form of communication that most of us have on us all the time. Incredible how that's developed. We couldn't have predicted that 30 years ago. Okay, let's have a look. Now, you didn't hear before, so John, go on, fire away. Yeah, cut it, yeah. Go on then, what film is it from? It is, you're good, aren't you? Back next, if you click on the thing, John, it should come up. There you go. Who remembers Back to the Future? Yeah. Loads. It was great, I loved it. I love Back to the Future. Right, so let's take a little look. Let's take a little look at some of the things that they predicted that were right. So in the film, we have 3D movies, and obviously they're thinking way ahead when this was made. It was made in the 1980s, wasn't it? So they're thinking way ahead, and they were thinking about 3D movies. Well, today, most of us enjoy going to watch a 3D movie at the cinema, don't we? Most of us have probably seen a 3D movie. We'd have never thought that 30 years ago. Not quite right with Jaws 19. We're not quite there yet with Jaws 19, but even so, 3D movies. Next. There's a little clip in one of the films where he hands Marty a little tablet and he's allowed to sign a petition to save the old hall there on the tablet. And by doing that, it also takes money out of his bank account to give a donation to the upkeep of this building. 30 years ago, that was what they were thinking. We can do that today, can't we? Most of us have got tablets and you can donate money through your tablet. Maybe not quite in the same way as that, but it's getting there, isn't it? Amazing the way that they've thought about that and technology has advanced. Next. Do you remember they did this big video conference thing in the film? In the film, they got this big video conference thing going on and wall-mounted, big, large screen HT televisions. There they are, 20, 30 years ago predicted. A lot of people have got a massive, big, flat screen, widescreen TV on the wall now. Lots of people have that. That's one of those things that's took place. Next. Okay, what's that one? Yeah, multiple channels. Again, when the film first came out, we had, listen for this kids, you won't believe it, we had 3 channels, just 3. And then we all got dead excited when Channel 4 came out. Channel 4 was amazing. And then Channel 5 came out. But here we are in the film, and I think just in the bottom right corner, he's got 247 channels, which is probably just about right now, isn't it? Probably got about that. So it's, they did predict that as well. Fantastic. Now then, things they didn't quite get right. They reckon sort of by now, 30 years ago, they thought by now we'd all be flying around in these kind of cars. It would be pretty cool if we could, but we're not quite there yet. hoverboards. There's technology apparently that's bordering on getting somewhere, but we're not there. And I don't think we will be able to fly around on hoverboards as much as it would be good. Particularly for the 10 fellas who went down to the pub last night on our bikes. It would have been great for us to go on our hoverboards, but not to be. And one of the big mistakes that they made, they reckoned that fax machines was going to be the real big way of communicating. Even though they had all that TV stuff going on in the background, they reckoned that fax was going to be one of the big ways of communication. Fax is no longer any, really, is it? We don't use fax anymore, it's email and stuff. So they didn't quite get that right. They got a few things right, they got a few things wrong. Next picture. So predictions. We can't really predict what the future is going to be like. We can begin to think about advances, what might be useful to advance the next stage of technology or whatever. We can think about advances, but we cannot predict the future. We don't know what the future holds. We have no idea. And there's in the other reading we didn't hear this morning, we had two in the first service, just one in this service, but we had a second reading from Matthew's Gospel. And Matthew's Gospel says, from chapter 6, it says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow," Jesus says. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. He tells us not to worry about these things, because tomorrow will worry about itself. We cannot predict what the future holds for us. Now, if we ask those refugees that we've been collecting for and we've been seeing on our TV screens for the last month or so, if we'd have asked them 5 to 10 years ago what their future might look like, if we'd have asked them to predict where they might be in 5 to 10 years, they would not have predicted the journeys that a lot of them have been on. They would not have predicted where they are today. We can't look into the future. And likewise, if we were to ask them today, those who've made that perilous journey to wherever they've got to, if we were to ask those people today, what do you think the future holds for you? I don't know what their answer would be. It's an uncertain future. And it's an uncertain future, I think, for many of us, because we cannot predict what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone 5 years down the line. It's important, though, I think, to add, to have dreams. It's important to have aspirations. It's important to set goals and to have things that we want to achieve. That's important in life because it gives you that determination to do stuff. Dreams, aspirations, goals, and visions are really, really important. But we need to remember that things on this earth are only temporary and that nothing is certain. The only thing that is completely certain is Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that we can depend upon. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we read these words, For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is in Jesus Christ. Our foundation needs to be laid in Jesus Christ, to lay solid foundations upon him as the rock on which we stand. And Ephesians chapter 2, it says, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself, and we've just sung it, being the cornerstone. Christ Jesus being the cornerstone. And we've just sung those words. What's a cornerstone? The cornerstone is the rock that holds all the rest in place. The rest of them, the weight is buried in the cornerstone. And that's what Jesus Christ is for us, the rock on which we stand, who bears all things for our sake. And the reading that we've just heard, I'm finishing in just 2 minutes, the reading that we've just heard is from 1 Peter, and it talks about a future inheritance. We cannot guarantee our own future, but what we do have is a future guaranteed in Jesus Christ, and we have a future inheritance guaranteed in Jesus Christ. And Peter teaches us that our inheritance will never perish. Our inheritance through Jesus will never perish. Even though things on this earth will perish and fade and die and wither away, not our inheritance through Jesus. Our inheritance will never spoil. It will never spoil, no matter what. And most things in this earth, on this planet, will spoil. Human beings tend to get older things and we mess them up, don't we? If you think about climate change, the ozone layer, all those big, big issues caused by humans and greed. We've caused these things. Most things tend to spoil on this earth. Not our inheritance in Jesus Christ. That will stand firm. And the third thing that Peter says is our inheritance will not fade. It will not perish, it will not spoil, and it will not fade. It's guaranteed for each one of us if we put our faith in the cornerstone himself, in Jesus Christ. For those who ask Jesus into their life, that inheritance is yours. And you know the amazing thing is, it's yours now. We're not talking about the future when we get to heaven. Not talking about that. It starts here and it starts now. The minute you invite Christ into your life as Lord and Savior and you start living for him, that inheritance is guaranteed right now. And we can start to live a life for Christ right now. And all those blessings and those benefits begin here and now. And of course, we look forward to the forthcoming salvation when we get to heaven, when that's the whole thing that puts together. But we can start in the here and now. And the amazing, wonderful hope is that the same God who keeps our inheritance guaranteed for us also keeps us. We are shielded until the day of the Lord. And that's when our salvation will be fully received. But the word shielded actually means kept under guard. God keeps us. God watches over us. Salvation is God's work, and we are only saved by him and through his grace alone. And that's the amazing message of today, that inheritance is free for each one of us, and it's because of God's grace that he longs for you to receive that. And the final challenge is, have you? Have you received that gift? It's a free gift. And all you've got to do is ask Jesus Christ into your life as Lord and Savior, and then start living for him. That's all you've got to do. And all of this inheritance is yours, free. And God offers that as a gift of grace to you. So, have you? Is your future guaranteed? I know mine is. I know where I'm going when I die. I wonder if yours is. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to say a prayer. I've done this once or twice, I think, before in St. Anne's. If you want to say that prayer and you want to ask Jesus into your life, if you want to start living for him, I'm going to say a few words in this prayer. And in your own head, repeat those words. Just repeat them. Just repeat them quietly to yourself and then say amen at the end, because amen means I agree. That's what it means. So say these words quietly and then say amen at the end. But what you must do is tell me on the way out. If you said that prayer, please tell me on the way out. So let's pray together. Lord, we thank you that you love us so much, that you gave your only son to die on a cross, to take my place and to bear my sin and to bear my shame. And Father, we thank you that through that act of sacrifice, we can be saved by your free gift of grace. And our future is guaranteed in you. So if you want to say this prayer, just repeat quietly after me. Father, I am sorry for all the things that I have done wrong. For the sins that separate me from you. Lord, will you forgive me? And Lord, right now, I invite you into my life to be my Lord and my Savior. And by your Holy Spirit, please help me to live a life that is pleasing to you. Amen.